Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. This week we're doing something different and we're continuing our series on coping with stress and anxiety. Yesterday I introduced the idea of a stress bucket, that every one of us has a capacity for a certain amount of stress or worry or anxiety. And we talked about using incompatible feeling states as a way of emptying that bucket, of helping us to be more resilient. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go back to that episode. Today, I'm going to talk about another quality and characteristic of human beings that can also serve to help us be more resilient in the face of stress or anxiety or worries. And that's the idea that as humans, we are really social beings. We've all heard people talk about how many hugs a day that you need, or we've heard about the power of pets and contact with pets and stroking a pet in terms of reducing stress. The power of a hug, the power of petting a dog or a cat or a rabbit or your horse, in the case of most of my viewers, all of these things are drawing on or using that drive that we have to be connected. As human beings, we use connection to build a sense of safety and security. You can go way back and look at little kids and toddlers, and you watch how they use their connection with their mother or their father or a trusted caregiver to keep themselves safe. If they get worried, where do they go? They go running back to mom or running back to dad. So my thought for today is that we can leverage our ability to use those connections and relationships to feel more centered, more secure, as a way of emptying our bucket. For those of us who have pets, or for my followers who are riders, one of the things that you may want to do is just take some dedicated time to spend that sort of quiet time. Petting your dog or cat, maybe spending some time playing with them, wrestling with them, snuggling with them. For our horse riders, take a little bit of extra time in grooming. That physical contact with our horses and with our pets releases hormones, oxytocin, which actually helps to reduce our experience of stress. For those of us who are lucky enough to have close personal relationships, that's another way that we can do that. We can spend quiet, connected time with the people that we love, whether it's a partner, a spouse, or a parent, a child. And of course, the only thing to be thoughtful about is all of the precautions that we need to take about making sure we keep ourselves and other people safe, washing our hands, not exposing people if we are out and about with other people. But again, we can leverage that natural reaction to connection by connecting with those we love. For those who are not with the people that they love, the other way that you can do this in our day and age is to use social media to stay connected with people. And one of the things that I would be careful about in that context is to be thoughtful about the ways in which you connect in conversations. When you connect in a conversation and you notice that there is a back and forth sharing of worry and concern, there's a way sometimes we can get ourselves spun up rather than get ourselves calmed down. There is a place for sharing our worries or concerns. Just make sure you don't get caught up in that spin cycle, so to speak. and get yourself ramped up. The other thing is to spend time with loved ones doing things that, and there's all kinds of things that we can do both in person and virtual, which is involved in the idea of play and connecting through play and cooperative activities, as well as parallel activities and just being present with one another. So the tip for today is to leverage connection, whether that be with people or with animals, whether that be in actual real presence or virtually. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I will talk with you real soon.